B-Pod Studios.
That's a wrap.
The Wrap Party Podcast with Manny and Loren.
Welcome to a Wrap Party Podcast, everybody. It is a day where we are actually all going out for lunch here in just a little bit with our friend Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And so I texted Cameron yesterday and I was like, because she never responded. I was like, hey, I'd like to schedule a lunch for you and Nicole because they were both recently engaged. Not right. to each other, but to other people. Mm-hmm. And we want to do a little engagement lunch. But we usually have our show, our station meeting at 11.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, are you good to go? And she goes, I think so. That was her text. Now, what does that mean to you?
I think so.
Right. But does that mean that you follow up the next day and you go, hey,
yeah,
are
probably.
You in?
Mm-hmm.
So I said that to her, right? You guys saw that text.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, Cameron, are you in? She goes, yeah, I said yes yesterday. I go, no, you didn't. You said you think so yesterday.
Yeah.
Which isn't 100%.
I agree with that. It's not like, yeah.
Yeah, she goes, LOL, yes, you asked me last night, fool. She was shaming me on our text chain like I'm a fool. How dare her? Anyway.
Well, to our defense, we get in trouble when we don't follow up with things, so.
Not our new boss, Cameron.
No.
Tell me about the Chrisleys. Who knows anything about the Chrisleys? What happened to them?
Oh, Grayson got into an accident.
No, they got...
But somebody's getting sent to jail.
Yeah, they're... Yes. But they're...
So is the show... So...
Oh, yeah. I think it's that ship has sailed.
Does anybody watch this show? I don't.
I used to, too.
It was called...
Chrisley Knows Best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the two parents...
Yeah.
...are going to jail for tax evasion.
Yep. But that's been a long time coming, by the way. Like, they got in trouble for tax evasion. God, they still owned Miss Florida USA then.
They owned a Miss Florida USA thing?
Yeah, they were the directors for Miss Florida USA. And when they got in trouble for that, the organization took it away from them and gave it to someone else. But that's been, like, 3 years, maybe?
And so, but they got, I mean, they got hard time.
Mm-hmm.
They got really booked. I mean, where is it?
Let's see.
Yeah.
They were
12 and 7 years. They're going to be doing hard time after being convicted of bank fraud.
Yeah. I guess bank fraud, like upwards of like 30 million, by the way.
Well, why did someone get into that?
Overextended to like once more greed. I mean,
do you think the show had something to do with it? Like they had to keep up with the show, kind
well,
of keep up with
I
the Kardashians.
I think a lot
thing?
Of it started like tax evasion with the show. Like they were writing things off they shouldn't have been writing off.
Oh, really?
I think so. Like designer clothes, you know, real estate, all kinds of things, luxury cars.
And he looks a little like Ellen.
Okay.
I guess, but look at this picture here.
I guess I could see
have
that.
You heard him talk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. And
so
he's
but,
really funny.
They are funny, but it's all scripted. Like, there's
Is
writers
really?
For the show.
So
yeah.
Then they find that out yesterday. Then their son, Grayson, was in a bad car
yes,
accident.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. Like, I have known that this is probably going to not go well for them, the tax evasion thing, for a long time. But Grayson was, he got into a bad car accident.
No, he's probably all tore up about his parents.
Maybe. And that's what you think?
Yeah, he was in a horrific car accident, Todd said, on the Chrisley Confessions podcast. Boy, he sells it right to the end, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He was on
the interstate.
They gotta
make up the money.
And we got the phone call that we had to go get him. He shared on the November 17th episode. I ran out of the house, you know, jumped in the car and found him on the interstate. Oh, so this was before, I guess. Right, before the sentencing.
The sentencing, maybe.
I could never, ever, ever imagine.
Do you
my
think
child
that this 12-year thing will kind of be like...
Reduced?
Yeah, I mean, Julie gets 7 years. He got 12 years. But is this going to end up like the college admission scandal where, like, Lori Loughlin does a couple months and then they're like, you can go home?
I don't know. It depends if the judge is a fan of the show or not. Right?
Yes.
Speaking of judges, I was watching, did I tell you about this show on Netflix?
Oh, see, hold on.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You say that, and then we'll come back to this, because okay. I'm just reading
There's
through
a show on Netflix, and it was called I Want My Harrier, about the Pepsi tried to give away, or they jokingly gave away a Harrier with points, like Pepsi points. And the kid sued Pepsi because he got enough points and he wanted the Harrier. But Pepsi's like, it was just a joke. It's not really real life. So you're not getting the Harrier. Although on the commercial, it didn't say joking or anything. And the judge that they got in the case was like really pro big corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And Pepsi won the case against the kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Now, this was back in the 90s. Things would probably be a little different today. But you mentioned, you know, I was jokingly mentioning the judge, if the judge likes the show. But honestly, if you don't have a jury and you leave something up to the judge, a lot of it falls on what the judge believes and what the judge likes and doesn't like.
Yeah.
And if the judge honestly, like, really liked the show, they could come down a little less hard.
Yeah. I mean, I guess
so. They have the leniency to do it.
Isn't it kind of about overcrowding, too, in prisons?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times that's why people get out early, because, you know, they categorize prisoners into, you know, dangerous, not dangerous, whatever. But these two were on house arrest in their Nashville mansion while they awaited their sentencing.
So that could always, that can be time served.
Well, I have a feeling they're probably going to serve, they'll definitely serve time. But if there is an overcrowding problem, they're probably going to send them both home on house arrest.
Oh, you think?
I don't know.
It's a federal crime, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. $30 million?
Yeah.
Oh,
the feds don't play. No. They'll do a year plus, I would think, at minimum. But when you did house arrest for that thing that you got into...
I know you're not talking to me.
No, I'm just kidding. But, okay, anyway, so I saw that news broke yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was all in yesterday on the soccer. You don't really care about the World Cup at all, huh?
No. I'm not a big soccer fan. I got to be honest. Like, it's not that, like, I do enjoy sports and the atmosphere of any sport, honestly. But, like, soccer to me, and maybe it's just because we just got a, you know, a team here in Charlotte, but, like, it was never on my radar.
It will be when the boys start playing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jackson's playing soccer this year, but, like, I don't know the first thing about soccer other than David Beckham's hot as hell and whoever Nicole sent me this morning is smoking hot too.
Well, the thing about American soccer is it had been 8 years since we were in the World Cup and now we're back again. Like, we were really bad. Now we're back again.
Okay.
So you can get behind America. What are you doing 2 p.m. on Friday?
Don't know. If it's raining, I might be watching it.
Yeah, they play England.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge match.
Isn't it supposed to rain like all weekend?
I think it's supposed to rain Thursday night, Friday, and a little bit Saturday.
Oh, not Thursday night?
Yeah, late. Are you doing your Thanksgiving outdoors?
Nope, still not getting that this year.
It's going to be 64.
Yeah, I need it to be like more like 60.
What, 66?
No, like 69, 70 would be great for me.
They say 64. It could be warmer than that. Light rain developing after midnight. This is your year.
It's my year.
To have Thanksgiving outside. You've been waiting for it.
No, Bev is always cold. That's why we do it inside.
Put Bev by the fireplace that you spent 10 grand on.
I know. That's what I wanted to do last year.
This is your year.
I know.
So what are we going to do?
Everybody's coming in on Thursday. So I feel like it's just going to be too late by the time everybody gets there.
Why is it your dream to have Thanksgiving outside?
Because I like
to live like the pilgrims.
No,
be authentic.
Nope.
That'd be cool if the servers came out of the woods and brought food.
You're the fucking worst. No, when I was designing my patio, I designed it with this in mind.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes. You had large events
out there before, but not Thanksgiving.
No, kind of like what we did for my birthday the one year where we had like the big long table. Like, that is my dream, to do Thanksgiving out there with the big long like wedding table, basically.
Who do you need to get on board to push this? Elena?
No, my mother-in-law. And I'm I have no problem with doing it inside. If Bev says she's cold, we do it inside. Period. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what time is dinner?
See, that'll depend on what time everyone gets there.
4 o'clock should be
right.
You'd be warm
right.
at four.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to happen.
3 o'clock would be the win.
3 o'clock would be the ultimate win.
Yeah.
You might be warm at three.
But I think we're still... So my husband's best friend, Tim, and his family comes over to cook their turkey in our fryer. I know. It's a whole thing. So we have like our 18 people and then their 8 people for the majority of the day.
His 18 people.
I have 18 people.
That's what
then
I said.
There's another 8 people
but
on top
staying.
Of that. No, yeah, yeah. They don't stay yeah. For the meal, but I'm still entertaining all those people all day. Super spreader event in my house.
you made it through last year.
Yeah. I mean, we might as well
what
go to
what did you do in 2020?
Game.
The pandemic, like the hard pandemic year, where like we were all still way on lockdown.
I think we still had it. We just kept it on the DL, honestly. I think we only had like 12 that year.
All right. That's a wrap, party, everybody. Ciao.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.